My name's Paola Tester. I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another project by Anthony Gormley in Trafalgar Square. It's Sunday the 12th of July and 2317. Could you please tell us your full name, your date of birth and where you are from?
Yeah, I'm Chris McGuigan. My date of birth is the 28th of March 1977 and I'm from Eccleshall in Staffordshire.
How are you feeling about going up on the North Plinth?
Kind of nervous and excited in equal measure, I think. Yeah, I've been looking forward to it, and then every now and then I just kind of think, oh, I'm going to be up there in a minute. But no, I'm quite excited. I'm looking forward to it. It'll be fun.
How did you first hear about the project?
I read about it in the Sunday papers about 3 months ago, 3 months ago, when they were just discussing it as an idea. And went on the website, found out a little bit more about it and registered. But yeah, that was that I first heard.
What is it that made you apply?
I have no idea. A slightly crazy moment, registered my details, and then thought nothing else about it until about a month ago when I got an email. But unfortunately, or fortunately, I suppose, I'd spoken to somebody who works at a charity who I'm quite close to, and they said, oh, if you get a place, you really must do it. So ultimately, I just couldn't back out, I suppose.
And how did it feel when you found out you had a place?
It was great, actually. Yeah, it was quite a nice feeling. What was really interesting was trying to explain it to people before the project had launched, you know, saying I'm going to be doing this. And they were like, well, what are you going to do? And you're crazy. And, you know, what's this all about? And then as soon as July the 6th came, all those people that I'd spoken to came back to me and said, oh, yeah, we know what it's about now. It's great. Fantastic. We're looking forward to it. So, yeah.
And what will you be doing up on the plinth?
I'm going to take my guitar with me and I'm going to try and lead a bit of a sing-along up there, actually. I've always been a bedroom guitarist. I can count on one hand the number of times that I've performed in front of people outside my immediate family. So don't expect anything that's fantastically musical or great. But just good fun, and yeah, I'm trying to raise a little bit of money. I've set up a website, raised a couple of hundred quid already for the Donna Louise Children's Hospice in Staffordshire, which is just very close to my heart. And we're collecting money out there today, and just hope that people join in and enjoy it, really.
What are you planning on singing?
I've got a selection of songs. I haven't quite decided everything yet. A couple of them are quite personal to me, and one in particular is for my wife, who's very special, which will be the first song that I sing.
And why have you chosen to do that?
Through blind panic and lack of anything else to do. I spent a lot of time trying to think of something that was, you know, particularly exciting or that nobody else would have thought of doing. And actually, when it came down to it, I thought this project is about me and about what I can do and what I can deliver and what my contribution is, I suppose. And, you know, I have an amazing family who support me in everything that I do, and they enjoy hearing me play. And so I thought, yeah, I'll just come down and do it.
So who would you say that you're doing this for?
I'm doing it for charity, obviously, that's one part of it, but I'm actually doing it for my kids and for my wife, I think, if I'm honest with you, yeah.
And what kind of impact do you hope to have by going up on the plinth?
Oh, I don't know, as long as people enjoy themselves and perhaps join in a little bit, I'll be happy with that, yeah.
Have you got people here with you?
I've got a friend who's driven me down, who's been an absolute star and driven all the way down from Staffordshire and is going to drive me back tonight. And stacks of people watching online at home from work, friends, family, all that kind of stuff. And the text messages have just been buzzing all night. So,
what hopes do you have about what will happen once you get up there?
I hope that people enjoy it. I hope that I don't think I'll let anybody down, but I hope that people actually enjoy what I'm doing. And have fun and perhaps join in a little bit.
And do you have any fears about going up on the plinth?
I'm slightly scared about performing in front of people. Yeah, I'm slightly scared I'm going to snap a string, forget the words, which I probably will. But actually, that happens in my bedroom, so why not on the fourth plinth in Trafalgar Square?
You mentioned before that you've performed a few times. Would you tell us a little bit about when you have performed before?
I've performed in pubs after drinking, on a bar stool with about three people around me. And obviously I play in the house, so yeah, I've performed in front of people like that. I actually performed when I was about 12 years old on stage at school playing the guitar. And yeah, it was a slightly terrifying experience, and perhaps that informs why I've not done it since, I don't know.
Do you have any other expectations about what it will be like to be up there?
Do you know, I don't think I do, actually. No, I think as long as people kind of enjoy it and get something out of it, and I enjoy it and get something out of it, then I'll be happy with that.
So you said this is a bit of a hobby. What is it that you do as a profession?
I work in arts marketing. I'm head of marketing and sales for two venues in Stoke-on-Trent, the Regent Theatre and the Victoria Hall.
Mm. Do you enjoy your work?
Yeah, I love it. Absolutely love it. I certainly don't do it for the money, but I enjoy it. I've got a fantastic team of people that I work with up there, and there is never a dull moment, and there are never 2 days that are the same. So yeah, really enjoy it.
We're using these images to try and get a bit of a picture of the people involved in the project.
Okay.
Would you mind telling us things that are important to you in your life?
Yeah, my family are incredibly important to me. I've got a wife, Rachel, and two children, two girls, Charlotte and Lily, who are, Charlotte's 4, Lily is 2 and a bit, so keeping us busy, but turning into characters themselves, and that's just amazing to see. And yeah, just adore them, obviously, and you know, and perhaps I'm not always the best dad, so you know, things that I need to perhaps improve on, but this has made me think a lot about that actually, but no, I absolutely adore them.
What makes you say that, if you don't mind me asking?
I think sometimes it's easy to... I think when you become a parent, I think these days people try and stay young longer, actually. If I think about my parents when they were my age, they were a completely different beast to me. And, you know, I'm not always there perhaps when I need to be there. And, you know, I obviously live with them and spend a lot of time with them, but sometimes my focus is taken away elsewhere, and that's something that I regret frequently, I suppose.
How would you describe yourself as a person?
happy-go-lucky, I guess. I don't know. I think I try to put across a persona of somebody who's happy-go-lucky, but actually inside, I care passionately about things, and I can get quite tense and quite stressed about things when they mean something and when they're important to me. But I don't always show that.
Would you say that you're a follower of Anthony Gormley's work?
I'm obviously aware of the work. In fact, I used to work in Birmingham until not too long ago, and there's an Iron Man sculpture that I used to walk past every single day, and always admired it. And obviously the big one is the Angel of the North that everybody knows. But yeah, I suppose I do follow it. He's obviously a huge sculptor in terms of contemporary art in this country. And yeah, I think it's fascinating, and I think the size and the scale of what he does is amazing. But also he can do something that is on a large scale, but that actually feels very personal to people.
What does this project mean to you?
I think it's really interesting to try and get a snapshot of Britain, and I think everybody here is doing it for a different reason. They're all doing something slightly different, and they're all doing it. They must all have a reason for wanting to do it, I suppose. And that really is really interesting. It's like a freeze frame in time of a cross section of Britain, in all its weird and wonderful glory.
What have you liked about what you've seen so far?
I've liked the people who interact with the crowd, I suppose. And I guess I don't know whether Anthony Gormley's idea was that it would become a platform for people to perform on. I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe he didn't have a fixed idea about that. But I think I certainly enjoyed the guy who was chucking the balls around, because it was so throwaway and yet so much fun, and everybody kind of got involved with that. I've seen a couple of people doing pictures, painting pictures up there, which I think is really interesting from a kind of artwork within an artwork perspective, and I think that's really kind of fascinating. And actually, I think quite a lot of kudos to the people who just put their names down, turned up and read a book, or you know, just sort of thought about it. And I've just read in the room the guy who said, I'm a middle-aged, middle-class dad, and I'm going to assemble a flat-pack deck chair and read the Sunday papers as an homage. And at first I thought that was quite throwaway, but when I read through the information, it was actually about his dad, him being his father, and all that kind of stuff. Really well thought out. And actually might not have been a huge performance on the platform for people to enjoy, but something that he was kind of giving to his kids, I suppose.
And since you first applied and to being here now, just about to go up,
yeah.
How would you sum up your experience?
In parts terrifying, in parts heartwarming, I suppose. It was great to go down and talk to the guys at the charity that I'm raising money for, and they were bang up for it and you know really interested and have helped me out a lot. It's been interesting trying to explain to people what I'm doing, and as I said before, until the project was launched, people didn't really understand it. And in the last few days, so many people who've said, oh, we've heard you're doing this, or people have told us you're doing this, or I did a couple of radio interviews in my local area, and a lot of people who heard it texting and saying, wow, this is fantastic. And I think this project is about so much more than the people who are standing plinth. It's about you guys who are working here all this time. You know, you're having sort of changing life experiences. You're living in London for the first time. You know, everybody who's working here seems to be enjoying it. The people watching, but also the people at home, the people who are supporting, and, you know, I think that's really important.
How does it feel to have that local support around?
It feels great, yeah, it's really nice actually. It's not something, I say it's not something I'm used to. I've never done anything like this before, so it's not something that I've experienced before, I suppose. And I think it's really a really nice way to kind of to gather together disparate groups of people into a community who are, you know, even if all they're doing is watching me play the guitar, it's quite nice and quite touching. Yeah.
Would you mind just telling us a little bit about the charity that you've done?
Yeah, sure. It's a charity in Staffordshire called the Donna Louise Children's Hospice, and they provide respite care for terminally ill children and their families. And they are an amazing charity. They've been going for 10 years and raise money, but don't raise enough money to keep the centre open, the Treetops Hospice open every night, which is kind of their ambition. And what they do is they provide time out for the kids who are going through these things, but also really importantly time out for the parents. It's an incredible place. I've been down there, you know, several times. In fact, through work we supported them for a long period of time as our nominated charity, and we take panto characters down there and characters from the theatre down there at Christmas, and you know we get quite involved with it, and I think it's really important, that kind of work. I think it goes unrecognised a lot of the time. People kind of gloss over it, and I know that every charity is deserving, and every charity, you know, you could give all your money away if you wanted to, but for me it really touches my heart, actually, to see the work that goes into looking after kids and their families who are going through, you know, awful times.
What do you think you might do when you get down from the plinth?
I think I'll probably be shaking so much, I don't know. I think I'll probably get on the phone to my wife, who I'm hoping is going to watch all the way through the hour, although she might go to bed, you never know. She's heard me play all these songs before. Probably make a couple of phone calls, and then actually just get in the car and go back, and go back home, back to normality, and obviously talk about it, you know, to people who are interested in hearing.
Is there anything else you'd like to add or tell us before we finish the interview?
I don't think there is, no. Thanks.
Thank you.